In his address to the world's sole disarmament negotiating body, located at the UN in Geneva, Kim Won-soo urged country delegations to get back on the road to the elimination of nuclear weapons. Kim, who was appointed in June by fellow South Korean compatriot and UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon, said the lack of progress in the negotiations was a disappointment to everyone. And he said it was time for those present at the negotiations to face what he called 21st century realities and make concessions for a world free of nuclear weapons. He repeated several entreaties made in the last 4 years by the Secretary-General, including one in 2014 during the auspicious year of the Blue Horse.
The Secretary-General once again asks you to move forward and to move forward with urgency. As he told you last year, which was the auspicious Blue Horse in our part of the world, he said, quote, "Even though your mandate is disarm, today I say to you, arm yourself with the spirit of a Blue Horse and run. Run fast and run far," end of quote. The onus is now squarely on the Conference on Disarmament to bridge the divide between states and to get us back on the road to the elimination of nuclear weapons.
Kim's comments were echoed by Netherlands Ambassador Henk Cor van der Kwast, president of the Conference on Disarmament. Criticising the foot-dragging tactics that's held back previous negotiations, Ambassador van der Kwast likened the multilateral negotiations to making 100 steps forward and going back 99. But there have been notable successes, the Netherlands ambassador said, not least on an international arms treaty, chemical weapons in Syria, and, hopefully too, on Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Only 5 years ago, no one would have thought that we would have an arms trade treaty today, but we have. We also would not have thought quite some time ago that Syria would give up chemical weapons and become a party to the Chemical Weapons Convention. But this is happening now. The process has not ended and it's still in process. We are making substantial progress. Hopefully, we will soon be able to work out the final points on a deal on Iran's nuclear program. Also, that is an enormous progress.
Amid all the optimistic rhetoric, the reality is that negotiations on nuclear non-proliferation have been stuck for the last 20 years. UN Acting High Representative for Disarmament Affairs Kim Won-soo highlighted this when he spoke of the growing rift between countries on the issue. But he said that he hoped a new UN expert report might be used to lead to the signing of a treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices. And in a sobering reference to a quote that's carved into the disarmament chamber walls at the UN in Geneva, Kim told delegates, "Nations must disarm or perish." Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.